We learned Perek Lamed Aleph in Tanya, page 78. And well, Tanya took the prior two chapters, both of which involved various types of beating up on oneself. And he gave two different methods of how to go do that. And then in Perek Lamed Aleph, he said, but hey, we know that atzvus is a bad thing. So if we're going to beat up on ourselves, it's going to lead to atzvus, and depression and avodas Hashem are no match. Avodas Hashem has to be besimcha. So he said, while that is true of atzvus, but it's not true of merirus. Merirus means a form of what we call bitterness or embitteredness. And we'll get into the distinction between those two things in the other Sefer Kodesh, Mirat Hashem, next week. But he said, in passing, that oftentimes the only way to deal with one's Yetzer Hara is with its own methodology. You got to get it, and remember he gave the mashal with the axe, that in order to make an axe, you need a piece of wood. So the wood was complaining about the fact that it was going to get chopped down, and the Medrash says that you're not going to get chopped down unless you give of yourselves. So he said, so too, when one wants to beat the Yetzer Hara, you got to beat him at his own game, with his own methodology. And in passing, he mentions that this is the concept of Kedei Lahamtik Hadinim, that this is how one tempers, one sweetens the justice, the harshness, is Bisharsham, is in their source. Now this concept of Hamtokas Hadinim Bisharsham, of tempering the justice in its source, is first brought in the works of the Arizal. And the Arizal is speaking about it Kabbalistically, and the Baal Shem Tov, as we will soon see, and is brought in numerous early Svarim, Maranayim, told this Yankiv Yosef, and so on, the Talmid Baal Shem, deals with this on an experiential level. Lahamtik Hadinim Peshosham, to temper, to sweeten the judgment in its source. So take a look at the piece of Toldis Yankiv Yosef. This is a piece in Parshas Noach about Noach making the window. Okay? About Noach making the Tzoya Tasa L'teva. So we're going to start by Omnom. Okay, this is, for those of you who have the older Toldis and stuff, Yud Beis. And that one, let me just take a look at the page and show you where it is here. Omnom, right there. Is it that Omnom?
It's on the bottom. There's one at the bottom.
Huh?
There's one at the bottom.
Middle of the
No, that's not the one. Omnom Lahavin.
No, there's one at the bottom.
Ah, you got it? There it is. Lahavin, right there. Omnom Lahavin. In order to understand this commandment, Hashem says to Meyach Tzoya Tasa L'Tevi, you should make a Tzoyhar. So again, we know that there's a machlekes. Rashi brings that it either means a window or it means a precious stone. Nevar Posuk Pashas Baal Leischa says, but told us, in order to understand this command, we need to understand a pasuk in Parshas Baal Yischa. The pasuk there says, "V'chi savayu milchama ba'artzachem," when the war will come to your land, ala tzoyra tzoyraschem, against the enemy that is coming to do war with you. V'harei oisem b'chatzaytziris, you're going to blow the trumpets. V'nayshatem ayvechem, by blowing the trumpets, you will be saved from your enemies. And then the pasuk says, "Of yom sevchaschem me'adecham, on your days of your rejoicing, on your holidays, there's a mitzvah to blow the trumpet." Okay. When Nevaah Mishnah Oves, along with says the Toldos Yankiv Yosef, we're going to explain the Mishnah in Pirkei Oves. It says, "Asur adayus me'adam ad Noach." There were 10 generations from Adam until Noach. Lo haydia. And the reason Hashem tolerated those 10 generations comes to teach us kama erech apayim, the fun of how compassionate Hashem is. Shekal Adonis Hayamach Isin Uboyin, all those generations angered Hashem. Until he finally destroyed them with the waters of the flood. Then, there were another 10 generations from Noach until Avram Avinu. Again, lo idea to teach us how compassionate Hashem is. Avram Avinu v'kibul schar kulam. Avram Avinu made it all worthwhile. So all 20 generations from creation until that point, Avram Avinu made them worthwhile. Okay, he writes about this in his Sefer Ben Paris Yosef. Okay, it's nearly. Here we go. The Mavaya B'Shas de Brachas. The Gemara teaches us in Tractate Brachas, La'olam Yei Adam Rogel Laimar, a person should get themselves used to saying, Kol Ma Da Avdin Min Shamay L'Tav Avdin. Everything Hashem does from heaven is for the good. Sounds familiar? Everything Hashem does is for the good. V'chein b'shas t'tainis. Similarly, the Gemara in Tainis teaches us, Nochem Yish Gamzu, there was a fellow by the name of Nochem Yish Gamzu, Shenikr Kach, why was he called that? Because he would say, Gamzu, the Torah, this also is for the good. V'kesavti mizeh, and he writes more about this. Here we go. What's the difference between these two opinions? What are these two things? One is everything Hashem does is for the good. The other one is Gamzu L'Toyva. Shemati B'Shem Moiri Zal says, I told this Yankiv Yosef, I heard in the name of my master. Who's his master? The Baal Shem Tov. Masha B'Yaru B'Kis V'Yari Zal L'Matik Dinim B'Shar Sham. This concept that we're learning about here in Tanya, that one needs to sweeten the dinim in their source. How? What does that mean? Hainu taught the Baal Shem HaKodesh, Al yidei shiyimotze bidin shoyrish chesed. By finding in the harshness, in the judgment, in the pain, finding a root, a kernel, of chesed, oz nase hakoil chesed, then the entire thing will become chesed. V'nimtak hadin b'sheirish chesed ze shemotzabai, the entire situation will be transformed into chesed by the root, by the kernel of chesed that the person found. V'divrei pi chocham chay, says the Taldis Yankiv Yosef, about this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that the words of the wise are chen, are charming. Ukiyotzeh b'zeh kasavti b'shem Maran. Similarly, I saw, he brings this in his Sefer Tzofnes Peneach. Kishadarash, the Gemara says, Soton upenina l'shem shamayim nischavnu. There were two beings, Penina, remember who Penina was? Penina was the one who utzed Chana about her not having children, right? So she, her intention was for heaven's sake. She wanted Chana to have children. Similarly, the Satan also entices Jews for Hashem's sake. V'noshko akare, v'nase mi yetzer hara yetzer toiv, says the Maran, not sure who he's referring to. It's one of the Reb Nachman from Bar, I believe it is. That when a person is able to look at what the Yetzer Hara is doing and recognize that he is doing it for Hashem's sake, in order to ensnare us, in order to try giving us schar, then that Yetzer Hara is transformed into the Yetzer Tov. Says this was what Nochem Yish Gamzu did, to find the good in the evil. V'hadin shoyrish chesed shehu l'toiva. He found in the ra and the din the root of chesed, that it was for the good. And oz nasa, as we know the stories that happened with Nochem Yish Gamzu, v'oz nasa be'emes chesed min hadin agura. and ended up being that all those stories were, in essence, really transformed into goodness. Why? Shenim tegadin b'sher shachesed shabatzabai. Nochem Ishgamzu was able to temper the terrible stories. He was going to get killed. He had that whole story where he took the jewels, and the jewels were stolen. They replaced it with earth. So those things were ultimately sweetened with the chesed that Nochem Ishgamzu found in them. For this reason, the Tana warns us, this is why the Tana says that a person should get themselves used to saying everything Hashem does is for the good. Meaning, even if we don't see the goodness in what's going on, even if we can't perceive it, but a person should get themselves into the habit of saying that, meaning that even though I don't see it, but I recognize that in what's going on now, I know that there is a root, a source of chesed, v'nimtak b'shosh, and it will be sweetened. Rakan b'chlal. What's the difference between these two statements, everything that will be is for the good, and Nochem Ishgamzu? The difference is that this is in general, meaning most of us can't see the good when it's happening. But we accept the fact that nothing bad comes out from Hashem. So in general, we're making a statement, even though this looks terrible, but I believe that what is happening here is for the good. Whereas, Nochem Ishgamzu gam befrat yoda sheresh ha-chesed shebedin. The difference between the general statement is Nochem Ishgamzu was taka able to zero in right away in each case and find what was good. The rest of us make a statement of faith. We don't know what it is. Nochem Ishgamzu had a knack, he had a talent for zeroing in on what was good. The rest of us don't have that talent. The rest of us have to rely on the fact that we could say, generally speaking, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is good.
Can you avoid saying anything at the moment? Because maybe you are too angry, you don't want to say, well, you know, why did you do this to me?
He's saying that a person should get used to saying, no matter what it is, whatever Hashem does is for the good.
I understand.
That will bring about that result.
Even Shlomo Shema.
Huh?
Even Shlomo Shema.
It's a statement of faith. That's why when the Gemara makes its statement, it doesn't bring a proof from Nochem Ishgamzu, because when the Gemara is trying to teach us what to do when we don't see it, Nochem Ishgamzu is not a good proof for that. Because he understood what it was. Most of us can't do that. Whereas for the general statement, that everybody can do. Now, next paragraph. This is where it really is astounding.
We have to talk about the distinction of Koma Gatim Min Shemaya?
No.
From Nachum Ishgamzu, from Gamzu Tavar? Is there a distinction?
There are those who try making that distinction. He's not. Now, Vihine, got it? Tevas Tzohar. This word, tzohar, tzadik, hey, resh. Yesh la gimel tziru, from the three ways of combining those letters. Tzara, terrible trouble. Ritzei, which is to willing, wanting. And tzohar, which is to shine for a window. V'kavon as Hashem yizborach, when Hashem said to Noach, tzohar tase l'teva. When Hashem said to Noach, make a tzohar for the teva, what he was saying is, what is a teva? Teva is a word, right? He says, he's saying to him, you need to transform min tzora ritzei. You need to take the word tzara, the terrible calamity that's befalling manhood, the humanity. V'yehi tzoyar lematik dinin b'shoshem kanal. Hashem is saying to Noach, Noach, here is your mission. Take tzara and transform it into tzoyar, into ritzei. U'bezeh amr chazal. This is what chazal refers to in the Gemara in Sukkah, when it says tzaddikim mahapchin midas hadin midas harachmim, that tzaddikim know how to transform. What does it mean to transform? They take the very same letters and they transform them from tzara into ritzei, from tzara into tzayar. But v'noyach lehevinze, noyach didn't understand what Hashem was saying to him. Or worse yet, leiratza, he didn't want to do it. Or he couldn't. One of the three options he gives you here. Either he didn't understand what Hashem was saying to him, or he didn't want to do it because he was so angry at humanity, or he simply couldn't do it. Visavar, and he thought tzayar hu chalayin. He thought that tzayar is a window. Therefore, the kach vayiftach noach es chalayin ateva. So there, that's why it says that noach opened the window. Right? Tekasha chalayin itstav alas es chalayin. Where did he get a window from? Hashem never told him to make a window. Rakam alay tzayar. Hashem told him to make a tzayar. If you could argue that Noach learned Rashi, and Noach saw that one of the pshatim is that it means a window, if that's the case, what is the opinion that says that Tzayar means a precious stone? Where did he get a window from? Here we go into the classic interpretation. Both pshatim are true. V'ayinu the svaras noyach hayach haloyim. Really, noyach thought it was a window. U'be'emes Hashem yisbach tzayir ramaz kenal. But Hashem was trying to say to him, noyach, you gotta turn this situation around. The seeds, the kernel of salvation are in the situation. It's up to you to find the chesed in the situation and to transform it. Tzayir. Tasa l'teva, take the word and turn it into tzaya. Amna, Yeshleimer, he says it's possible to say. Ki noyach hevin kavanas Hashem yisbarach lematik dinim b'sharsha. Noyach really did understand Hashem's intent, which was to temper these harshness in its root. Limtzabai shayrash chesed, to find that root of chesed. Rak. Only problem is Kaidim Shaba Avram Leinim Tzachesed Vaylam. The reason he couldn't do it is because before Avram there was no Chesed in the world. V'zeh Shador Shechazal Vayomas Terech B'Choron. Terech died in Choron. Says Rashi quotes Ad Avram Hayah Charein Af Shalmokim. Until Avram, all there was anger. Ukeshaba Avram. Now Avram Avinu comes, Ba Chesed Li'olam. Then we introduce Chesed into the world.
Do we transform the situation, or do we transform our perception?
Will be transformed through, meaning we expose Chesed in the situation. That in turn transforms the situation. Oz Nasa HaKol Chesed. It will become Chesed, not just perceptibly. Yeah. Actually. Ubezeh Yuvan, now we understand the Mishnah. Asara Dairis me Adam ad Noach. There are 10 generations from Adam until Noach. Lo Hidia, this comes to teach us. Kama Erech Apayim Lufanov. How much compassion there is before Hashem. Says the Mishnah. Shekola Dairis Hayumachisin Uboin. All those generations angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu and continued. And despite that, Herech Apoi, Hashem continued to be patient. Ula Yovei is a tzaddik shiuchalamatik dinim b'shasha. Maybe this can all be turned around. Maybe a tzaddik will show up who will be able to go ahead and temper those judgments in the root. V'zeh shomer l'noyach, and that's what he said to Noach. Finally, Noach shows up, and Hashem says, "Oi, Noach, you got to turn this around. Turn it all into tzayah." But, meaning, Noach, you can turn around this attribute of justice, and you can turn it into mercy. Right? You got 10 generations where it just got more and more harshness, more and more din due to human corruption. So Hashem finally, Noach appears on the scene. Hashem says to him, Noach, you got to turn this around. But who lo yalsi kachki now? Despite Hashem's intention, Noach didn't do that. El kachki mimabul. Noach didn't turn it around, and the result was the flood. However, that's different from what takes place, the next step, where that there were another 10 generations. From Noach until Avram, shenizgal chesed b'ayim. All of a sudden, now there's a revelation of chesed in the world, shumidas Avram atzmei, which is Avram's attribute. Now we have a new character on the scene who has the ability to find the root, the source of chesed in all situations. Shemotza b'din sheresh chesed. V'nasa chesed min adin. He transforms the very judgment itself into chesed. And the kach, says the Mishnah, kibol schar kulam. He gets the reward for all those 10 generations. Because he revealed all of the chesed in all the v'havet. With this, we understand this is.
What did he do? How did he do
it? How did he do that? By finding the lining of chesed. He took each situation, somehow was able to find an aspect of chesed.
No, he's
Amoid.
The
leader of chesed. But practically speaking, somehow, whether it was Komadov, Drachman, or Tavav, he brings here in the footnotes where he brings B'Shem this Moran, he says as follows. That a person should know that even when they are suffering from their Yetzihara, that there is goodness that will come out of it. He says very simply, I'll give you an example. Somebody who, like the story was with Chana, right? She embarrassed a penina with Chana. So that's considered shvichas damam. It's considered spilling blood. You know, somebody else turns red in the face. He said, first of all, that's a toiva, it's a goodness for the person, physically and spiritually. Physically, ribui damim, if a person has a rush of blood, it's very healthy to get the blood moving. And he says, and spiritually, it's for sure an accomplishment for a person to suffer that kind of embarrassment. He says, similarly, in every temptation of the Yetzihara, there's always, if a person is able to overcome, they see right away the goodness that they were able to overcome the temptation. He brings in Ben Peres Yosef, his other sefer. He writes, I heard from the Baal Shem Tov. There was a king, and the king had a prince, and he wanted to teach the prince Chachma. He wanted to teach him all kinds of wisdom. And He hired the wisest of teachers to learn with the kid, and the kid would not receive. There was no kli kibbutz. The kid wasn't interested. And so the king despaired of being able to teach him. But there was one chacham, one teacher who hung with him. He didn't give up. One time, listen carefully to the mashal because it has a lot of points here. One time, the prince saw a beautiful girl, and he decided he wanted her. So the Chacham went to the king and said to him, now that we see that he's finally motivated for something, so tell him, the Chacham said to the king, now that he's finally motivated for something, I'll get him even to acquire Chacham. So he said, bring the girl into the Chatzar HaMelech, into the courtyard of the king. And the king said that if you want her, you're not going to get her until you master geometry. Okay? All of a sudden, the kid's mind opened up. He was able to acquire geometry. And then another chachma, and another chachma. When he finally was smart, he said, what am I going to go marry a simple girl? I can marry a princess. Right? So that's the mashal that the Baal Shem Tov taught. That's what the Yetzirah does. The Yetzirah comes along and gets us motivated. If we have Seichel, we use the motivation for something constructive instead of Shtus. Now, look what he says now here in the final paragraph. U'bizeh yuvan, now we understand this pasuk. V'chisavayu milchama ba'artzachem. when the enemy, when war comes into your land. Hasibahu, the reason is Alatzar Atzar Eschem Ritzayin Alayma, that is to say Mishanishar Hatzar. You know why you're suffering? Because the Tsar has remained Tsar. The Tsara has remained Tsara. Nobody has transformed it. Shela yaldu lahavchay min hatzar to tzayar or ritzay ukanal. Look at the pasuk again. V'chisavayu mochav ba'atzchem. You know what's going on is hatzar hatzayir eschem. Because no one has transformed the tzar. Hatzar. Those three letters have never been transformed by someone. Nobody's taken it to turn it around. Say, what do you do? V'chein ha'etza yu'utza. You know what the solution is. Start blowing the trumpets. Trumpets arouse joy. The opposite of the effect that a shofar does. A shofar arouses fear and trembling. Trumpets arouse joy. When a person hears the Chatzaitzereis and they're in a right frame of mind, then they're able to find the root, the source of chesed in the situation. By doing so, it will nehepech mitzara ritzei, then it will transform from tzara into ritzei, k'mei shekasavti b'shem Barizal. So, if a person sees that they're being attacked, whether it's by an enemy or it's by their Yetzirah, what do you got to do? Blow the trumpets. Get something into your life that's going to put your perspective in a matziv haruach, where you're going to be able to find the tzayar, the light, the illumination in the tzara, and by doing so, it will transform the situation into chesed. That is the A person should always say, "Kol ma'adav d'chmona l'tavov." Everything Hashem does is for the good, and it's up to us to reveal that goodness. So this concept of Hamtokas Hadinim B'Sharsham that the Baal Shem Tov is teaching, that the Baal Tanya is referring to here, of tempering, you got to go back to the source. Where is it coming from? Now, the Siddur Shal Shabbos from the classic Sefer on Shabbos authored by the Ber Maim Chaim, he addresses this as well. And it's in Shairish, the sixth Shairish. He says as follows. Quotes a Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra. And she says that this is compared to a maternisa who comes into the king's palace and sees a whole room full of torture, kelim, all kinds of swords and guns and all kinds of, what do you call it, not ammunition, what's the word for it? Yeah, implements is a different word for implements of war, implements of torture.
What is a matanisa?
A noble woman. Weapons, thank you.
Where is it?
Shairish Shishi, right at the beginning. Siddush Shabbos Shairish Shishi. Anaf Aleph. So he says, what is it when a parent takes out a... Once upon a time, parents used to discipline their children in the olden days. So a parent would take out a belt or a stick or something. What's the goal? He says the vort is not to hit the kid, but that the child should understand what the goal is. What the father's desire is never to hit the kid. So what do you have this stuff for? It's in order that the child will behave, right? So, the very creation of the stick, he says, is chesed gomer. It's total chesed. Because the entire goal is never to have to use it. You look at all the einshim in the Torah, right? The goal is not Chasav Shalom because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to use those Zayin Shem. It's quite the contrary. The entire point of having them is so that we'll behave so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't use them. He says, so too, the entire Midas Hadin that exists in the world is there so that it won't be used. The Shoyrish of the Din is Chesed. The whole point of it is that Hashem will never use it. That's the entire goal, is that Hashem will never need to utilize it. So it's the ultimate kindness is a parent who will discipline the child by showing him that it exists, but by never actually utilizing it. So that is the now, and here's the part. So what's the role that we play in that? The moment that a child, you know, so like a young child, right? So a young child looks at them and is like afraid. The mature child sees it and says, oh, that's why Tati does that. Tati does that not because he wants to use it, but because he doesn't want to use it. That moment of recognition, that moment of understanding between parent and child is Hamtakas HaDin and B'Shoshim. That's where you temper the din in its source, meaning that's that moment of sobriety when the child and the parent both understand what the ultimate goal was. The ultimate goal is never to have to use it. That's Hamtakas HaDin and B'Shoshim. All right, we will take it up from here, Mirtz Hashem.